Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, July 22nd. Tonight, we have body painter Nix Ferreira as our guest tonight. But before we speak with Nix, I'd just like to remind you that the call-in number, if you have a comment or if you have a question, it's 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. We're also joined by my sister, Denise, and she'll... We'll save the beauty news or anything like that that we have to the end of the show. We only have Nix for a limited amount of time, so we just want to jump right into the conversation. Nix, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm just happy we're able to get you on. We're just going to jump right into the conversation since you have about 30 minutes with us. Why don't you just share with everyone when you started your career and actually what inspired you to become a body painter?
You know, it was kind of one of those things where just right place, right time. I started 13 years ago. I started off as a year-round actor at a haunted house, a local haunted house here in Orlando, Florida, just for a summer job. My job was just to run out, kind of scare people, but the makeup they would do on me was airbrushed from head, you know, from waist to head, and I've always been fascinated with makeup and just kind of paid attention, and that turned into airbrush tattoos at my high school football team, you know, football games. And then from there, doing it to nightclubs. Then it turned into body paint for nightclubs. And next thing you know, I had a professional body painter painting all over the world. So it was just one of those things, place, right time.
Wow. What type of jobs do you get currently as a body painter?
It's weird because, you know, with me starting out, it started off with doing the Halloween makeup for the haunt, and when the body paint kind of was something I did on the side. So it's like, you know, from in Orlando, you know, our busiest time, spring to summer, is all the body paint, and then from the fall is all the Halloween stuff. But between that time, some of the calls I get for some of the body paintings, you know, requests are just, you know, every day the same stuff, lingerie to animal prints to people wanting to do fetish shows or art shows. And, you know, body paint is so mainstream right now that, you know, the requests are pretty much for everything.
What about for, like, corporate clients?
Yeah, even that. I've done a lot of stuff with, you know, Budweiser, Camel Cigarettes, you know, promotions for that. A lot of
right.
So, you know, but then also it's the same thing I do, kind of like Cirque du Soleil makeup, for a company called Cirque USA, and I'll do Cirque makeup for them and do private parties and celebrity parties, stuff like that. So it's pretty wide, you know. It's the airbrush that really makes everything work for me.
So what kind of body painting do you do for, like, the celebrity clients?
With that one, it's mostly, like, Cirque makeup. It's very avant-garde.
Okay.
And then a lot of times I'll do, like, muscle contour, which, you know, everyone's always asking for, which I've gotten pretty good because I do it myself, so.
Now, you said you mainly use your airbrush to to do your body painting, correct?
Right. Because when I started out, 13 years ago, and I was working at this haunted house, the main artist was an airbrush artist who did murals and had brought the airbrushing into the haunt industry. And it was just amazing because of how fast he was able to airbrush people's faces, the fact he never had to worry about cross-contaminating makeup, the effect that you gave, your performer. It was just something that was just, it was perfect. You had to knock out a lot of people in a small amount of time. So that's, where I picked up the airbrush, and then later on I got hired by Wolf Effects to come in and do some hand painting, so then I ended up balancing out. So I switched between the two, but my personal preference is the airbrush. It's just, it's amazing what you can do with it. Now I'm starting to do beauty makeup with it, and I love it, so.
Right. Let me just say this, because you mentioned Wolf Effects, and I know on last week's show we brought to everyone's attention about Brian Wolf and his situation, and I mentioned that Farm and Fabba TV were doing a paint-a-thon on tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow, right?
And I think, yeah, and I think I gave the wrong time. I think the time is going to be from 3 p.m. in the afternoon to like, I think it's 10 or 11 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah, Fabba TV and what they're doing is amazing. Like, even, the fact that you've got live stream, being able to watch these classes, it definitely changed the industry.
Right.
And, Nick and Brian have definitely been a big, push in the industry for face painting. And, I tell everybody to tune in. Like, they're doing a really cool thing over there, so.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Nick. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'll bring up some questions later. Okay. Now, I just wanted to ask. He was talking about the airbrush and things like that. If I'm a makeup artist, if I'm a makeup artist who's just now getting into body painting, start a kit off with? What should be some of my must-have products that I need in a kit?
That's a great question, because with body paint becoming so mainstream, I mean, you can go to the MAC store now and purchase a compressor and an airbrush. I always tell people to definitely do the research, just for the fact that it's such an expensive art to get into. You're buying the correct tools. And when I teach my classes, or I work with European body art, and we sell compressors and airbrushes, and I always tell people, it's like, it's a matter of figuring out what you want to do with it, and then kind of go from there and figure out your budget. But I always tell people the first thing is to always have two airbrushes, for the fact that if something goes wrong with one, you have a backup, because it's very difficult to figure out what's causing the problem.
Right.
You always need a compressor. You want something in the medium. You don't want to get something too small or too big. I wanted to be a professional photographer, and had my girlfriend, she bought me a great camera for my birthday, and it's been sitting in my closet for 2 years. So it's just a matter of, really figuring out if this is what you want to do, because it's such expensive art to get into. But, good compressor. I like Iwata Eclipse. They've got great airbrushes.
Right,
$50 range. And then European Body Art's got amazing colors for body painting and face painting, and then Temptu for beauty makeup.
Let me say, when you said you liked Iwata's Eclipse, you're just talking about the airbrush gun itself.
Yeah,
because I don't want anybody to get confused, because normally when people refer to airbrush, they're thinking just the whole thing, compressor and everything. So I just wanted to, be clear so that people understood exactly what you were talking about.
Right. And it's the same thing with compressors. Compressors can range anywhere from 100 to, on up.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's worth it. I mean, I do airbrush tattoos for bar mitzvahs when I first started out. And my first gig was $100 an hour, 4 hours minimum. And that automatically paid for my compressor and my airbrush just in that one gig for 4 hours. So.
Let me mention this, Nick, because that I'm glad you mentioned that, because I, started out doing some stuff like that as well. But that's one of the easiest ways, I think, to get into airbrushing and body painting is doing airbrush tattoos.
Right.
because they're so simple and so easy, and, you know, you can play with all the different colors without really messing anything up, without making any mistakes. You know, it's kind of idiot-proof. But that's a good way to, I think, to just kind of get introduced to them both and also to just make some quick money.
Right, right. And that's what's great. When I started working with European Body Art about 3 years ago, and that's what they had started out doing was airbrush tattoos. And it's what I always tell people in my class, you know, you buy your compressor and your airbrush and you go home and you're like, well, what do I do now? I found that stencils have been the best way to get used to it, because it's literally just point and shoot. You just spray and your stencil does all the work, and it gives
me
detail. And, you know, for me, it's, you know, getting into the beauty makeup now, it's doing eyebrows have always been so difficult. You know, especially in the haunted house industry, you're supposed to have this sexy vampire. And, you know, one eyebrow will be off a little bit compared to the other one. And now, you know, there's so many stencils you can use to do it, and they're perfect every time. So stencils are definitely the way to go.
So let me ask you this then, since we're speaking of eyebrow stencils. What's the best sized needle to use in your airbrush gun if you're going to stencil eyebrows?
Well,
or even if you're going to kind of freehand it with the airbrush, what do you think is the best size needle, or does it make a difference?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why I like the Iwate Eclipse. It's a fairly basic airbrush, and what's great about it is that you can get some fine detail.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also able to get, you know, a wide spray on it, so it's very diverse, and it usually averages between 100 to 120. Depending on where you go. European has a version of it for a little less, but, you know, for me, one of my most expensive airbrushes is about $250, and the reason why is because it has a very fine needle and a fine nozzle, so it gives me the opportunity to get very small, fine lines. So let's say I'm body painting a cheetah, and I want to get, you know, small hair lines. That airbrush is, you know, made for doing that fine detail, but on average, out of all the airbrushes I have, most all of them are pretty much the basic standard, you know, Iwate Eclipse for the fact that it can give me both fine detail and a wide spray. So,
gotcha. Now, what was the name of the one that you said that had a very fine needle?
They're called like microns. I mean, usually, you know, you type in airbrush $250, it's usually one of the ones that come up. And out of the 13, 14 years I've been doing this, I've owned one. I've never gone back to buy another one. I don't use it very often. But, you know, the same aspect is looking at your airbrush is kind of the same way as having a car. If you have a high-end car, you're going to put better gas in it. And it's the same thing with the airbrush is that, you know, what kind of paint you put in your airbrush is just as important, because with European Body Art's alcohol base, you're able to get finer lines with it because it's heavier pigment compared to spraying other pigments. So I'm able to get finer lines with the alcohol than I am with the water base.
Gotcha. You said with your alcohol based product.
Yeah, it's the alcohol. And the difference between the alcohol and the water base is that the alcohol is mostly what they use for like airbrush tattoos, for the fact that higher pigment and it'll last on the skin longer. And usually when I use that product, we'll use it to airbrush tattoos or doing like Halloween makeup. So a performer goes out, they do their set, they sweat, and they come back and they don't need any touch-up, where, you know, beauty makeup, as I found, the silicone base is probably one of the better ways to go with it.
And when you say airbrush tattoos, are you airbrushing tattoos on using a stencil, or is it something that you're just creating as you go?
You know, it really goes to both. When I started out, I was using stencils because, you know, you can put a board up with 5 to 10 stencils set up and then the person comes in. With me, it's like I get bored easily, so I constantly find ways to kind of challenge myself. So I'll come in and do some free. You know, somebody like, well, I want a cool tribal piece in my arm, and I'll freehand a tribal piece. You know, and I think that's the great thing, is the reason why my art has evolved over time is that, you know, I get bored quickly, and I'm like, all right, let's switch it up. You know, today I'm only going to use the brush instead of using the airbrush, and I just like a good challenge, so.
What would you say is the most important thing for a body painter that's just starting out to know about, you know, I kind of want to ask, like, how long does it take? And I guess it depends on the person's skill level, but, you know, what does it take to become a great body painter, and what should a new body painter know about that process? What are some of the important things that they should know about that process?
That's a great question. Somebody actually emailed me today asking about, you know, going about finding a model. What's great about, you know, now you've got Faba TV, which is great because anybody can watch it from their home all over the world and kind of learn these techniques. But I think the hardest part is actually picking up that brush and actually doing what you're seeing or you know, a lot of times I've had people ask me, like, well, how do you find models, you know, if you're first getting started and you don't have a portfolio to show? And how I got started is, you know, I was doing airbrush tattoos, and I had asked the girl I was dating at the time if she'd be interested in modeling for me. So I painted her and did the photos then, and it turned out amazing. It was a simple, just a, you know, black airbrush paint, and I shot it in black and white, and the photos were just stunning. And I had showed it to some other friends, and they're like, wow, that's really cool. You know, I'd love for you to paint me. And I never thought, you know, that it would become something I would end up doing for a living. You know, it was just something for fun. Mm-hmm. But it just took off from there. And I always tell people that no matter what it is you do, if it's in the art industry, it's always photograph everything that you do and build your portfolio that way so you can show people that, you know, you have something that you've been doing. And then the better you get, start taking out some of the photos, you know, and it's now you've got social networks. You can post on Facebook.
Yeah.
And like, hey, I need a model for Tuesday, and you'll get 20 responses. And, you know, I find it's become a lot easier now to get started. I feel like one of those people, I'm like, back in my day, we had to call people and hand them a portfolio that was actually on print that took an hour to process at the store. You know, it's now you take a picture with your phone, you post it on the internet, and 600 people reply. So,
right. Exactly. We have a question from the chat room. TD is wondering, will Nix be releasing a book or a line of prosthetics to accompany the European body paint line?
Oh, wow, great question. You know, I've always been talking about doing a book, and I just don't think, like, for me, the book's going to be, I've always wanted to do a coffee table book, and Facebook was out, and I'm one of those kind of people, I just, like, I couldn't wait. There'd be no way I'd do something, and I'd be like, I want to show everybody today. So maybe the book will be once, I don't know, I've got time to do something like that, or maybe somebody else can do it for me. But for prosthetics, I've started working on some stuff, possibly going to be doing some things with Body Effects. They're based out of New Zealand, and they do small prosthetic pieces for the body. We've kind of been talking a little bit, but ever since Face Off, I kind of feel like I need to really prove to people that, you know, I know my prosthetic. Because on the show, they make it out that, you know, I'm just a body painter, and I'm like, well, I came from a haunted house background, and, you know, so there's some stuff in the works and some new pieces that, unfortunately, I can't show until closer to Halloween, but we're in production right now for a theme park in Hong Kong. So, yeah, I've got some cool sculpts that I'm just like, oh, I just want to post them right now.
Let me ask you, Nix, you mentioned Face Off. How important is being great at body painting to effects? How does being great in that area help you with your effects work, or helping the artists with their effects work?
You know, and that's what's funny, because when I auditioned for season two, I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to study everything about season one so I can go in there and just be on my A game. And it was great, because one of the things that V. Nil had said was that, you know, if you have a sculpt that isn't very good, the paint job can save it. Or if you have a great sculpt, the paint job can also take it away. So I thought that was one of the things I really had going for me was, you know, going into it and being a body painter, you're painting a large canvas, you know. It's not just the face. So I felt confident in my painting skills. But then, you know, once my challenges came up, it's pretty much anything that could go wrong went wrong. So, You know, even Jerry mentioned for the show, you know, because a few of the contestants I knew before and a couple of them knew who I was from my artwork. And they were like, oh, my gosh, this guy's a great, you know, painter. And it came to time to do my thing and just went two different directions. But, you know, being a great painter is so important, you know, knowing how colors complement each other, knowing product and even the body paint, you know, using so many different products and stuff. The underwater challenge, I was like, oh, I've got this. I've done a mermaid, you know, before in Jamaica, and I've done a goldfish in Austria. And I was like, this is one I'm taking home. And it just didn't work out that way. I'll never look at turtles the same way again.
Right. Well, you know, you've been all over the world with this body painting thing. Have you seen any differences in the body painters in other areas of the country versus, you know, the painters here in the U.S.?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is going to Austria and competing out there, which is pretty much like the Olympics of body painting. It's one of the biggest festivals on the planet, and you know, it was really cool to see the style, you know, from different people all over the world. Where I think with the U.S., it's finally opening up. Where before, when I first started out, people were like, oh, you know, body painting, that's, you know, what they do at the Playboy Mansion, and you know, that's just, you know, kind of, it wasn't really, it was thought of more of like kind of fantasy fest and, you know, New Orleans, where you see quick body paints and, you know, cheesy kind of stuff. Where now, I think the U.S. has finally opened their eyes. I mean, when you're seeing it on TV with commercials, you realize it's become mainstream. But with Europe, it just always seemed to be a lot more open towards it. And their style seems a little more, it was just different. You know, I think the U.S. is finally catching up with it. Even with Orlando, there's so many body painters here that we all kind of have a similar look compared to different people. But, you know, the networks have definitely opened the eyes for a lot of people, you know, pick and choose what you like about something and kind of put your own spin on it. So it's amazing.
Right.
I never thought body painting would be so mainstream. You know, when I first started out, my dad was like, you know, great job, son. My mom's like, you know, really need to push to be an architect. And then, you know, 13 years later, making a living off of it, my dad's like, I knew it, you had it in you, son.
Well, that's great that you had the support.
Yeah.
Now all you need to do is get that camera out of the closet and start shooting.
Yeah, my girlfriend's not too happy about that.
You mentioned Faba TV. Tell us what we can see from you on Faba TV.
Right now I've got three different classes out, and one of the most popular ones has been Double Take Lingerie, just because anybody starts. That seems to be one of the first things they get, you know, asked for, is painting lingerie or painting animals. So that class is really good. I enjoy it. The other one I have is 3D blacklight body painting. What's really cool about it, with these special 3D glasses, when you put them on, you paint with neon paints. It puts colors into a color spectrum in levels and steps. So a piece I did originally was a skeleton, and it looks like the heart in the middle of her chest is floating. It's just something you have to see, and once you see it, you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is even possible. And then the other one, the Sugar Skulls, which in the last couple of years has become very popular. So they're great classes. Like I said, it's just amazing. You know, anybody interested in getting into body painting or face painting, you know, to be able to just click online and find these classes and all the products you need with it, it's just, it's made it so much easier for learning. And
Right, exactly.
I go to this place called a library and pick a book, you know, and there's so much information available now, so.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
It's so much easier because now you don't have to spend the money to buy a plane ticket, you know, or you know, spend them, you know, hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars to, you know, take this one class for one day. You know, you can spend a couple of hundred dollars for a year, and, you know, you can enjoy hundreds of classes anytime you want to in the privacy of your own home, you know.
Yeah, they do. Four new ones every month, and tomorrow's one, as you mentioned, with the Brian Wolf paint-a-thon.
Right, the paint-a-thon.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
And it's, they also do the Face and Body Art Convention in South Florida, which is really cool. It's the same thing.
Right.
You know, it's great to see something on your screen and to try it, but to have an instructor also there to kind of help you with it. I've been looking at Urban Decay's YouTube videos, and I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, learning beauty makeup. But then when you pick up the airbrush, you're like, am I doing this right?
Right.
All my makeup looks like they're drag queens, and I'm like, ah, oh, it just seemed right on TV.
We have another question from the chat room, and the question is, was it difficult in the beginning to convince models to pose for full body work, especially work that required nudes or pasties?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, when it comes to body painting and you're dealing with a model being nude, there's a certain professional, you know, aspect that you have to have to it is making sure the model's comfortable. It's very important also for them to know what they're kind of getting into. A lot of times I'll do live body painting for art shows, and a couple of things I do before is, you know, paint certain areas first so that the model seems comfortable. And it's so weird because the one thing I've noticed with body painting is that at first it's a little awkward, you know, if this model's never done it before. But then once the paint goes on, their eyes kind of tell them that they're wearing clothing, but their skin doesn't feel like it is. So it's really weird, but I think one of the greatest things I love about body painting is the confidence that the model has after when you paint this amazing piece on their body, and they just look at themselves and they just have this confidence to themselves after that. And next thing you know it, they want to run the streets showing everybody and sending their parents pictures of their body painting, and it's just it's wild to be able to give somebody that kind of feeling. But you know, it's just a matter of talking to them, you know, professionally and making sure they're comfortable and what they're getting into. And after that, I guarantee every model that I've body painted is always asked if they can model for me again because they just loved, you know, doing that. And I love the fact of giving people who aren't always confident about their body that confidence. It's just amazing to see. So I think that's part of why I love doing it is just, you know, it gives people the opportunity to be somebody else and to feel comfortable mm-hmm. in their own. And so,
what's been one of the most joyful or memorable highlights of your career thus far?
You know, one of my biggest dreams was to always body paint the Playboy Mansion because, as I mentioned, when I first started out, the body painting was a lot smaller. There was only a few, you know, names in the industry that really knew of. And I remember getting the Playboy issue when I was 18, of course, and seeing these painted ladies at the Playboy Mansion. And I remember looking at it and telling myself, I was like, you know, one day I really want to do that. I want to go there and paint. And I think when I do that, I'll finally be, you know, the body painter I've always wanted to be. And I think 8 years later, Pasher, a good friend of mine, super talented mm-hmm. artist and overall great guy, had called me up one afternoon and he's like, are you sitting down? I was like, all right, yeah, what's up? And he's like, I want to bring you on for a gig. I know you're the best person for it. I'm like, I really appreciate it. I'm like, what is it? He's like, I'd like for you to come with me to the Playboy Mansion and body paint. And I couldn't believe it. It was just an amazing opportunity. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you ever see, like, your favorite TV show and you walk onto the set and you see where it's filmed, it was one of those kind of things or, you know, where it just seems so surreal to actually be standing in a place that you've seen pictures of and to body paint. So Pasher and I were body painting for the Super Bowl party, and Hugh Hefner's twin girlfriends at the time, we were painting them, and Mr. Hefner comes down himself, and they're like, oh, let's get a photo of Hugh Hefner, like he's painting the models. I hand him, you know, my brush, and I want to tell him, like, thank you for doing this magazine. It, you know, inspired me to become a body painter, and to be here right now, I just want to thank you for this amazing opportunity. And I hand him the brush, and he hands it back to me, and nothing comes out of my mouth. Just kind of smile. A lot of peace. So for me, that was amazing to you know, to set a goal and, you know, 8 years later to achieve it. It was pretty amazing, and also to have great friends that, you know, saw my dream and was able to help out with it. So it was pretty great experience.
Wow. And is there one dream job that you have that you would like to have before you, you know, retire from Body Penny?
You know, it's hard to say because, you know, I'm a hard worker and I set my goals, you know, matter if it's a matter of 8 years or you know, 2 years or a month or whatever it is. You know, right now it's I don't know, I guess my new goals, I just want to, you know, always try to set the bar high and you know, make new things and inspire people and, you know, challenge myself. And, you know, I think right now it's just figuring out how to, you know, keep it up, because there's so many body painters in the industry now that, you know, I'll look at, you know, somebody's Facebook page and they've been painting a month and the stuff they've been doing is just amazing. So
right.
It's harder to stand out, you know. I'm like, I'll grow a handlebar mustache. Yeah, that'll make me stand out. But, you know, it's amazing to see the body painting just, you know, everywhere. So, you know, my goals, I'm just like, I'm just trying to keep doing what I'm doing. And as it goes for retiring, I'm going to retire in Key West, open my own booth for body painting, offer senior citizen discounts, and life is good.
I hear you. Well, we know that you're only on for a short time, so I just wanted to ask my sister if she had any more questions, or if there was any more questions from the chat room, and we can ask them now.
Let's check if we have any more questions.
Sorry, I get excited, and I just want to talk.
Oh, no problem. I just, you know, I don't want to, you know, keep you on past the time.
So that looks like that's it for the chat room.
Katie Woodard says in the chat room, thanks for inspiring us that are not taking the traditional route in makeup mix. So.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
But I wanted to ask you just a little bit about your face-off experience. How was that for you?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and, you know, it's weird because – for me, I was only on for 2 episodes. So people were like, oh, you know, if you can go back and do it over again, would you do it, knowing you'd be the second one, almost the first one, the second one eliminated? And for me, I say yes every time. Like, the experience was amazing. And I think one of the biggest things that I had gotten from it was meeting so many of the talented artists. And we talk all the time. We see each other at conventions. We're all great friends. Even with Jerry, people are like, oh, that guy was a jerk. And I'm like, he's an amazing guy. It's just, you know, what you see on TV. But, you know, the experience was amazing, just learning so much from each other in the short amount of time that we were there. It's like summer camp, you know. They'll be my friends forever. You know, every Christmas they'll get a little card in the mail. It's just amazing. Like, I love RJ. I talk to him quite a bit. You know, Race is... they ask me all the time, like, you know, that guy is really that cool, and, like, he's just amazing. He's just got such a great head on his shoulders, and we're talented, and they're just all amazing. And I'm looking forward to seeing season 3, you know. It's kind of passing the baton, and, you know, I want to see what challenges they get. But I hope they do all three.
Do you have any idea when season 3 is coming on, do you know?
Yeah, it's going to be August 21st, and... I've got a couple of close friends that are on there, and I'm rooting for them. A couple of Orlando people on there, so I'm like, O-Town.
Oh, nice.
And
nice. I'm anxious to see.
I mean, the show in general has definitely done a lot for our industry. You know, everything was CGI, this and that.
Exactly.
You know, people are going to make up something, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a great time at IMAX?
Yes, we did. It was just too short for us, though. We had to leave on that Sunday to go back to work. We were working on a production, so we had to go back to work. But it was too short, but we did have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool, like, seeing you guys in person. I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm not avoiding
it. I know, right?
Crazy.
I know.
Now, you're leaving for about, did you tell me, 10 weeks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm leaving for Hong Kong to do a Halloween event out there. I'm the lead makeup artist, so we're in pre-production now, but Asia is just amazing. I just love it out there, and, you know, once I get out there, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I love the Asian food. I miss it, and then about 8 weeks into it, I'm like, oh, my God, I miss American food, and culturally different. You know, some people out there say I look kind of like Johnny Depp, so I love it. You know, they're like, oh, yeah.
Right,
Depp.
Right.
So I'm dressed as Jack Sparrow every day. It's amazing.
Wow, that's going to be an amazing experience. Do you, when you go away like that, do you ever, like, document it in some way?
Yeah, it's my Facebook. I have this little project that a friend had did that I kind of picked up, was doing a photo for every day. And the days that I'm missing are pretty much the days when it's just like there's really nothing going on. But there's some days where, you know, like at IMATS, meeting Neil Gorton, an effects artist that has one of the best videos I've ever seen, and running into him or Rick Baker, me and RJ totally geeked out. Meeting him. You know, he's one of the biggest guys doing Men in Black, and he's just amazing. And we took a picture with him, and, you know, I posted on my Facebook, so it's kind of my way of documenting, you know, everything. I'm a Facebook junkie. I'm always on there. I like.
So am I. So we'll be looking forward to following your Facebook to see what you have going on in Hong Kong.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Facebook.com/thebodypainter.
Okay, the body painter.
People always ask me, like, how'd you get that? And I'm like, I was on Facebook when it first came out. And I was like, what is this?
Right.
I'm tired of this MySpace.
Right. Yeah, no, it went from MySpace to Facebook. But unlike MySpace, it seems like Facebook is not really going anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. My friend's grandmother, she's always nagging at him. They're like, you're always on what did she say? Space off. Or no, Spacebook. She makes up that face Twitter, you know. So it's funny. Like, for me, I always call it Spacebook, and they're like, oh, you were on that TV show. I'm like, yeah, Space Off. And they're like, what? And I'm like, no, it's a grandmother's thing.
Right, right, right.
It's funny. If it's around for as long as we think it'll be, you know, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Look back and be like, what was I doing that day? And I was like, oh, yeah, I was on Beauty Talk.
Right. It'll be interesting. I know social media is not going anywhere. How has social media, has it had an effect on your career at all?
I'm sorry?
Has social media had an effect on your career at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, that's my biggest networking. I haven't, you know, it's so bad to say it because I always tell my classes this, but when it comes to business cards, I haven't had business cards in a year and a half, and European Body Art made me new ones this last couple of months because, you know, meeting Rick Baker and having to take someone else's card to write my information, he's like, this needs to stop.
Right.
For me, you know, people ask me, like, well, how do you find work and your models? And for me, it's just social networks. It's, you know, the best way to find people and, you know, let people know what you're doing and stuff like that. So for me, it's been amazing.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
So, like, I tell people, like, the business card thing, to always have, make sure you have a business card on you. And if you don't, never say you don't have any, and just tell them that you don't have any more with you, because to say
right.
you have a business card is like, oh, my gosh.
Right. So true. So true. Let me ask you this question.
One of the next shows?
Mm-hmm.
Next IMATS?
We're thinking, we're thinking about doing January for sure in L.A., but then we're also thinking about Toronto.
For IMATS?
IMATS.
Nice. You guys need to do, like, a live feed there. That'd be awesome.
That's what we're trying to...
We're trying to get that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that would be
there,
great.
I'd love to be a part of it, so.
Oh, cool. That will keep you in mind for sure.
And you guys need to get Art. That guy's amazing, so.
Yeah, that's our next face-off contestant.
Is it?
We haven't scheduled it yet, but he's our next one. We talked to him about that in L.A.
Oh, he's something else, and I'm sure meeting him in person, he's such a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he was great to meet in person.
Yeah.
It was fun. We've met a lot of great artists from, you know, both seasons of Face Off. The little bit of time that we have talking on this show with some of the people, and then when we meet them at the different shows, they do a really great job with picking some great people.
Yeah.
You know, not just talented artists, but great people.
Yeah, I agree. Our cast, everybody on there was just amazing. Greg, Becky, you know, Matt Valentine, Latina. If you haven't met her yet, get ready because she's something else. She's pretty amazing. Russian girl, her and her coffee.
I'm excited. I just can't wait for season 3. That is like one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. And it's funny because we're one of the contestants who's on season 3, Eric Garcia, he's one of the twins that's on the show. He's actually working with us again this year in Hong Kong. And Hong Kong's time zone is 12 hours difference from where we're at. So when the show airs, we'll actually be watching it in the a.m. instead of the p.m. So,
wow. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So it should be interesting. But, yeah, this season, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
Now, this is going to be my next to last question because I know we've gone over the requested time, but how do you prepare for a job such as what you're getting ready to do in Hong Kong?
It's for me, when it comes to any job that I do a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm on the internet. You know, when it comes to body painting, I'm at the bookstore looking through magazines. I get Victoria's Secret actually sent to me, and my girlfriend does too. So we kind of fight like, whose Victoria's Secret magazine is this? Because I use it for reference, lingerie, at least that's what I tell her, to find lingerie concepts. So, like, right now with us, you know, we come up with concepts, ideas, and then from paper we take it and put it into, you know, real life, whether or not it's a sculpture or creating something in costume. And then from there is when the real magic happens with actually applying it to the person and seeing it come from paper to actual, you know, full character. But with me, it's just, you know, a lot of people ask if I sketch out my pieces. But with me, I'll take a bunch of photos of things that I like and kind of put it together and use that to look off of to come up with pieces. But research is just my biggest thing. Just, you know, I'm always, on the internet looking for things and ideas, you know, to be influenced by. The more you surround yourself with these things, the more inspiration you get. So.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck with that for sure. And then our very last question we always ask all of our guests, what is beauty to you?
Wow. You know, it's a really good question because, you know, for me, I don't know. I tend to look at things or try to look at things from a different aspect. You know, I think that's part of why I love what I do is because I get to take and create something into what I think is beautiful in my eyes. And be able to do that, it's just pretty amazing. And I like the feeling of it, you know, just to see somebody's eyes glow after painting them or transforming them into something else. And I think it's that glow and smile on somebody's face, I think that's pretty beautiful to me. So.
Nice. Very nice. Well, again, best of luck in Hong Kong. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we'll keep you posted on that live feed from IMAX, so we'll let you know how that's going. But we'll also be following you on Facebook to see how things are going with you in Hong Kong.
Yeah, facebook.com/thebodypainter. And then for the trade shows, I'm always with European Body Art. They've got amazing airbrush paints and my own stencil line. Fabla TV is just amazing. You know, definitely tune in tomorrow for the paint-a-thon for Brian Wolf's Fight for Cancer, Fight for Life. You know, and thank you for this opportunity. Like, sorry, I hope I didn't talk
you're welcome.
Here. And just ramble. And
No, we love talkers. Believe me, we love people who love to talk. So that's fine. Not a problem at all. You said something about your stencil line. Is that through the European Body Art?
Yeah. European Body Art. We come out with new stencils. The Haunted House line is coming out again. Fabla TV, our Silly Farm carries it. But one of the new ones we have coming up next month will be my scale stencil. And Fabla TV is going to be releasing how to paint scales into a mermaid. I'm not sure if you guys saw it at IMAX, but I painted this koi fish using this new scale stencil. So next month you'll be able to check it out. And I think it actually made it into Makeup Artist Magazine, which that's another huge goal, is just to even have it, your name in that magazine. For me, I just like, happening. But, yeah, European Body Art, Silly Farm carries the stencils. My Facebook, I post everything on there. So.
All right, well, check it out for sure.
Cool. Well, thanks
out.
Again
Thank
for having
you.
Me. I
really appreciate it. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nick.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. For those of you who are listening to tonight's show, if you like it, go out and rate it on our page. Did you have any beauty news for tonight?
Basically, I just wanted to remind everyone about the paint-a-thon that I mentioned last week for Brian Wolf. For those of you who did not join us last week, Brian Wolf of the Wolf Brothers and Wolf Effects. It's a a face and body paint effects company. Brian Wolf is going through treatments for pancreatic cancer, and his family started a fund for him, for people who wanted to donate, money to help, with expenses. So if you're interested in that, you can go to fabatv.com to get more information, but also Fabla TV and Silly Farm are joining forces and coming up with a paint-a-thon that's going to be held tomorrow from 3 to 11 p.m., and it'll be online on Fabla TV. That's FABATV.com. So I just wanted to remind everyone about that.
Okay, and then I see there that we have a caller. So let me just see if all I wanted to say is me. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and I'm a friend of Nick's, and I'm a professional body painter, too, and I just came on to give some support to the body painting community.
Oh, wonderful.
Nice.
Thanks for calling us. Well, as you've heard, Nick's just got off the line.
Yep.
He couldn't stay on the whole hour, but where do you live? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm in Canada.
Oh. Nice. And so
go ahead.
No, I just wanted to ask, what's the body painting community like there?
In Winnipeg?
Yes.
There's like only two people who are known in Winnipeg. It's Kim Brennan and me, mostly.
Oh.
There's a glitter tattoo place. My friend Dave, he does festivals. He's a hypnotist. It's a very small collection of people. Kim Brennan's known for her henna. She's a phenomenal artist as well. But, yeah, it's not really that large in Winnipeg, but I find, like, Florida and all around the world, it's bigger than Winnipeg. We have our conventions and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
we get to promote ourselves, like Canada Day and bigger festivals and that. But, yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a good thing that there's not too many people just yet, though. So that way you can kind of, make more of a name for yourself there.
true. And I love that because I've been doing it for a long time. And it's really cool that way because you get known by the community. Like, either could be clubs in the city to, like, example, going to Kenora to the yacht club and doing, like, a fundraiser or whichever.
Right.
So,
Right. Yeah, so if you know, if one person's busy, then they call the other. It's just, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If they meet, if they meet
each other. It's all about networking, right?
Right,
like if the one person's too busy, like example, a club calls me and goes, can we have you for this event? I always refer Kim or Dave or anybody else, and I think that's how everybody should work, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
And your lady, absolutely. Where are you from?
We're originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and tonight I, Janice, am in Baltimore, and my sister Denise, she's in Atlanta.
Okay, excellent. So everybody's all over the page.
All over the place.
All over.
Right. I like that. Little variety doesn't hurt. That's good.
Yes. Now, do you ever participate in any of the makeup shows or the body art conventions here in the United States?
No, I've been doing a lot of the horror film conventions in the last couple of years. It wasn't more for painting. I do modeling, so like for Playzom and different stuff like that. So I've been involved with that a lot lately. And the last thing I went to was England. But, no, I haven't been to any of your guys' conventions or anything. I'd like to. In the future, I'm kind of setting goals and seeing maybe that's something I'm going to look into. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Nice.
I always try
nice.
To invest in local, events and local conventions because, you know what, the business, it goes back into the community again, right? So...
Absolutely.
So.
That's a good way to think of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Summer, are you guys busy or are you on to events and stuff like that?
Oh, we have been pretty busy this summer. We've been pretty busy.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. So it's a good thing, but, you know, sometimes you need just a little bit of a break, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, you're telling me. You love your job, but you know that mental health. Hello, spa, here I go.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
A little bit soft, Betty Manny, you're all good to go, you know? So
right. Right.
Thank you for having me on, ladies. I was just looking forward to, like, you know, hearing your show. I saw it on Nick's Facebook page there, and I thought I'd come check you guys out. And I like, oh, I'll call, see if I could get on. I'm like, yay!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you calling. So whenever you get a free moment on Sunday night, check us out again.
Oh, I will. No problem.
Also, you have a Facebook page?
I have a website.
Okay, what's your website?
www.samanthawpg.com, samanthawinnipeg.com. And there's Facebook pages with that, like samantha.com, so
okay,
pick that up. So.
Okay, cool. We'll check you out.
All right. Well, I'll just add you on as a Facebook friend and go from there. Or if you guys have
Facebook
too, I'll like your page and like.
Okay. We'll check you out and like your page, and then I'll send you a message or something on there and give you all of my info.
Sure, that'd be great.
All right. Sounds good.
You guys rock.
Thank you, Samantha. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. No problem.
Okay.
Cheers.
So I just want to give a quick shout out to Aisha and Lorinda, and I see JK on the line, Denisha. Who else did I see in the chat room over there? Who else did I see? Monique. And we have High Def Radio. Okay. And then Kiwi Woodard. So thank you all for listening to the show tonight and joining us in the chat room. For Samantha, for giving us a call. We really appreciate it. And those of you who are on the phone line listening, thank you for joining us as well. Again, we are here every Sunday night at 9 p.m.
The call-in number, if you ever have a question or comment, is 914-803-4399. If you enjoyed tonight's show or any other show that we've done so far, go out and mark it as a favorite here on Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate that. You can leave your questions or comments here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as the Illusions Beauty Online Radio Facebook page, or the Illusions Cosmetics Facebook page, or you can meet us over on Twitter, one of our pages, Illusions Beauty, or Beauty underscore Talk. Leave us your comments or questions there as well. We will post out on all of those pages who our guests will be next Sunday at 9, but until then, continue to be beautiful and blessed. Have a good night.
Good night.